Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Marathon and associated events are getting a lot of attention this weekend, but that is not the only spring tradition generating some joy in town at the moment. Another annual milestone? Opening day of the Swan Boats in the Public Garden. The pedal-powered fleet hit the lagoon yesterday. From our archives, a reflection on this classic Boston experience.
They don't go far, and they don't go fast, but they go straight to your heartstrings and tug like a demon. They are the Swan Boats in the Boston Public Garden, stars of storybooks and postcards, and they are the only boats of their kind in the world. The family that launched the first Swan Boats in 1877 is still in charge of the attraction today.
Three children and one adult.
The tradition began with the development of a pontoon boat, featuring a foot-propelled paddle wheel at the stern and a swan looming over the captain. The captain pedals and steers, and the passengers get a leisurely 2-mile-an-hour tour of the pond.
We stay seated for the entire ride. There's no standing.
The idea for the boats came from the Wagner opera Lohengrin, based on a medieval German story in which a knight crosses a river in a boat drawn by a swan to defend the innocence of his heroine. Now, most of the folks cruising around the lagoon don't know from Lohengrin, but a peaceful 15-minute swan boat ride amongst the ducks and ducklings in the public garden really is culture enough for one day.